This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a mild breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant night too, making it a perfect time for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that the IDF and Shin Bet destroyed an explosives production site in the northern Gaza Strip. The site belonged to Islamic Jihad. Also, Ynet News earlier today reported that three IDF reservists were wounded by explosive drones near the Lebanon border, with Lebanon reporting seven dead. Also this hour, I-24 News says the Israeli pavilion at the Venice Biennale is drawing criticism for alleged cultural imperialism. Separately, Axios from earlier reporting states that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, from JTA earlier today, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march received a life sentence. Reaction has been swift on social media. Memory, an organization monitoring Middle East media, highlighted a recent interview with a senior Fatah official who called for alignment with China and Russia, posting just minutes ago. AMK Mapping, focusing on geopolitical developments, noted that unidentified Ukrainian drones were active near Horlivka in recent hours. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, posted that S&P has affirmed Israel's credit rating at A with a stable outlook, reflecting confidence in the Israeli economy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the joint operation in Gaza. According to Walla, IDF and Shin Bet targeted a strategic site used by Islamic Jihad for explosive production. This action aims to dismantle the group's operational capabilities. This strike follows heightened tensions in the region, impacting security and civilian life in nearby areas. Turning to the situation near the Lebanon border, Ynet News earlier reported serious injuries to IDF reservists from explosive drones. This incident intensifies the ongoing conflict, coinciding with a new round of Israel-Lebanon talks. The injuries have raised concerns about the safety of residents in northern Israel. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports controversy at the Venice Biennale. The Israeli pavilion faces backlash for allegedly promoting imperialist narratives. This comes amid global debates on cultural representation and political influence in art. The dispute highlights ongoing tensions in international art platforms concerning national narratives. On the diplomatic front, Axios detailed Trump's ceasefire announcement between Israel and Lebanon. This move, while politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu, could pave the way for wider regional peace talks involving Iran. The ceasefire seeks to ease hostilities, potentially stabilizing the border region temporarily. And from earlier today, JTA covered the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman to life in prison. His attack during a Boulder Israeli hostage march led to the death of a Jewish woman. The harsh sentence reflects the severity of hate crimes and their societal impact, emphasizing justice for victims and their families. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports economic leaders are warning of potential layoffs. The chairman of the Export Institute urged action as companies face international market challenges. Separately, CTech highlights changes in the tech sector. Team 8's HR VP, Aviv Jonas, noted a decline in dedicated QA positions, emphasizing shifts in job roles due to technological advancements. And finally, from Globes, Israel's most expensive home is on the market. Russian-Israeli oligarch Valery Kogan reduced the asking price for his Caesarea mansion to $2.10 million. This reflects adjustments in the luxury real estate market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.